With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The 2024 presidential contest features sharply opposing views on taxes. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy. But Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Small pro-Palestinian protests are popping up sporadically as colleges and universities nationwide hold commencement services.
Among the demonstrations on Saturday, many graduating students at Virginia Commonwealth University walked out on Governor Glenn Youngkin's speech. WRIC-TV says some of the estimated 100 students and family members who left during Governor Youngkin's address showed support for the Palestinians. The TV station also says others held signs opposing the Virginia governor's education policies.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-billion dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria so only one software provider, Zero Eyes, can qualify. It's a veteran-owned company. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Director says the tech is good, but he'd like other companies to get involved, too. The average taxpayer getting about a $3,000 refund this year, about $75 more than last. This is SRN News. Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 to get an abortion without parental consent. The three-party center government agreed on the move with two left-leaning groups and two center parties. The deal will be sealed by a vote in the Danish parliament. No date has been set for that yet, but it is almost certain to pass because the government has the majority. Seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. The lawsuits have been filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma, but Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota are also plaintiffs on the Missouri case. The legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 1972 Title IX civil rights law. This is SRN News. Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham, set to stand inside the U.S. Capitol to represent North Carolina, will be unveiled next week. The 7-foot-tall bronze will be placed in the National Statuary Hall. Graham was the most widely heard Christian evangelist in history, preaching in person to more than 210 million people worldwide. Each state gets two statues. The Graham statue will replace one of early 20th century Governor Charles Aycock, was fallen from favor because of his ties to the white supremacy movement at the time. Norman Hall, Washington.
Today is Sunday, May the 12th. It's the 133rd day of 2024. On this date in history, 1932, the body of Charles Lindbergh Jr., the 20-month-old kidnapped son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh, was found in a wooded area near Hopewell, New Jersey, after a long search. This is SRN News.